Welcome back to the Roundtable's live broadcast from MPAC on the campus of RPI in Troy, New York. I'm Joe Donahue.
And I'm Alan Chartok. We're here at this amazing facility to pay tribute to the Albany Symphony Orchestra and celebrate new music with their American Music Festival taking place here tonight through Sunday.
Besides our on-air duo, our producer Sarah LeDuc has her iPhone in hand, and we're pretty sure there is important information on it. Tech guru Jessica O'Rourke and Kristen Gilbert responsible for keeping us on the air. Roundtable engineer Dave Hopper back in the studio telling us what needs to be done. Now, we are tweeting pictures, Sarah is, at twitter.com/WAMC Roundtable and posting them to the WAMC Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. And now, it's time to meet our host.
David Allen Miller has established a reputation as one of the leading American conductors of his generation. As a music director of the Albany Symphony Orchestra, a position he's held since 1992. Wow. He has proven himself a creative and compelling orchestra builder, but we love him. Besides all of that stuff.
Yes, we do love him. And through exploration of unusual repertoire, educational programming, community outreach, and recording initiatives, he has reaffirmed the Albany Symphony's reputation as the nation's leading champion of American symphonic music and is one of its most innovative orchestras. We welcome our dear friend and a real-life Grammy winner.
Oi,
David Allen Miller.
Vasemir. Can I call my mother and have her tune in, and then you can do that again? That was so
I keep on asking you, have you gotten the Grammy
you
yet?
You know, every day I come home and my 14-year-old says to me, where is the Grammy? Because it hasn't arrived yet. Everybody I know has gotten their Grammy, every other Grammy winner this year. And so I've been emailing the nice lady, Julie, at the Grammy thing, and she doesn't respond. And she says, I'm checking on it. And then, so yesterday, finally, because I really wanted it to arrive in time for the festival so the musicians can take pictures with it on the stage and this and that, I get this little email from Julie. My nameplate was a little bent or damaged, so they had to send it back to the manufacturer, so they're redoing the nameplate, so maybe sometime in June. So every time I walk into the local village deli pizzeria, the guys say, did it come yet? And I'm like, what? The Grammy. Oh, no, it hasn't. So everybody, it hasn't come yet. I'm terribly sorry.
Well, that,
I feel
that,
terribly sorry.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's really bad.
We also want to introduce you to Larry Fried. He is a longtime arts administrator who last served that same role for Opera in the Heights in Houston. Larry's first day here at the Albany Symphony Orchestra was last Monday. And he fills a position that has been empty since August 2012.
He's doing
a lot of great ideas. And
he's doing a great job, I can tell you.
And here he is and joins us as well. And Larry, welcome.
Thank you. It's terrific to be here. I appreciate it.
Well, we love having you. So, David, I think this is our fourth year doing this with you here
at MPAC?
No, it is not.
It's wonderful that you're here. It's a beautiful, slightly overcast day. Beautiful city of Troy across the Hudson River.
It is some view.
It's a beautiful view up here. Yeah.
We're at MPAC at the campus of RPI, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, and you decided to come here to do this festival.
Absolutely, yeah. The very first year, as soon as the MPAC opened, because the festival is so much about brand new and incredibly recent and exciting, up-to-date music, we thought this space, which is so much about not just the present but the future, such an interesting futuristic building and so many sort of multimedia capacity issues of being able to do film and dance and video and I guess video and film are the same. But we really wanted to be here. No, they aren't. Thank you. So we moved the whole festival here. So we pretty much move in for the whole week. We have a great time. And actually, starting now, today, Thursday, is the most exciting thing because today, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, it's just a cornucopia of living composers and living music. If you come just to hang out in this beautiful Evelyn's Cafe on the – if you haven't been to MPAC yet, you have to come because it's an amazing thing to see anyway. But here at Evelyn's Cafe on the Parquet level – delicious lunches. I had a wonderful salmon BLT yesterday. But come, and they're just composers everywhere, and musicians everywhere, and it's just an endless celebration. It's beautiful.
Well, also they have for the special people like you, they have an espresso machine that is really quite remarkable.
I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah. Oh no, the coffee machine is almost as big as the theater.
It's wires
going into it. It's really
so
incredible.
We love being here, and you know, we use the smaller, beautiful theater, the Opera Theater, for the Dogs of Desire. That's tomorrow. night's concert. We have the big theater for the orchestra on Saturday night. We're using the little black box theaters for various things, and it's just an incredible space to be able to move into.
I'm kind of jumping to the chase here, but you have, so real quick, the schedule. Tonight is the readings.
Tonight is a fantastic event. It's free, open to the public. It is three world premiere compositions. They're by young, just beginning to emerge composers who actually I think two of the three have just received their DMA this week.
DMA one, standing for?
Doctor of Musical Arts, I think is what it stands for. One at the University of Michigan and one at Yale. And
but
the
it was
other
David
is
David Miller Allen.
That's the old joke about how, what does DAM stand for? Mothers Against Dyslexia. Yeah.
Would that be, you said young for it. Carl Jung wrote music?
Sorry?
You said Jung.
Jung.
Carl Jung.
Carl. No, it's not
no,
Carl Jung.
Yeah, no.
It's not that mythological. But three beautiful, brilliant young composers.
And they're going to be here.
They're going to be here this morning.
Yeah, we're going to be here.
Young composers, and they're just emerging, and they've written orchestra pieces, and we did a whole national search and got 50, 60 scores, and we picked the three best. And essentially what we do is we spend 40 minutes on each piece, the entire orchestra on stage. Anybody who wants to come, free to come for the whole public. We read through the piece, we work through the piece, and then we read through it again. We sort of try to do an incredible fast job of fixing all the issues and making it really sound. And then we read it at the end and record it for the composer's use so that he or she, in this case there are three he's, can hear it and judge and figure out what they did right, what they did wrong. But they're three beautiful pieces,
now
really impressive.
Now you said, David, that you got the three best.
We got the three best.
Well, how would you know that they were the best?
Well, I had to go through and review them all, and it was very arduous. Yeah. But these were three excellent pieces. They aren't only the best, they're also the ones that I thought would do the best in this 40-minute framework where you only have 40 minutes to solve the whole piece. It's kind of like a puzzle. But what's great for audience members, people who just see concerts, you really get to see us making the sausage, in essence, because you're seeing us rehearse it, break it apart, put it back together, fix the things, and we do it so fast because we got to get a finished product. So each piece is about between 6 and 10 minutes, but we put each piece together in these 3 40-minute blocks. So it's really fun. Starts at 7:30 tonight.
Now
that's the first.
That's tonight. Tomorrow is Dogs. Dogs of Desire.
Tomorrow's huge. In the afternoon, Evelyn Glennie, the great percussionist who co-won our Grammy, is
Dame Evelyn.
Is that her first name?
Yes.
Evelyn Glennie is doing a masterclass
for this program. Yes.
My beloved friend Evelyn Glennie, who just flew in from Germany. You may have noticed she was at Carnegie Hall performing last Wednesday night. She was in Cologne performing Sunday, and she's here with us.
Wow. There's nothing like her.
She's unbelievable.
Get it?
And and
there is nothing.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
And she's giving a master class for some brilliant young percussionists tomorrow afternoon, and then in the evening, 7:30, the Dogs of Desire perform. That's an unbelievable concert. I hope we can speak a little more about that. And then Saturday, the full orchestra.
That's right, and that's the big concert, and Joan Tower, who's going to be with us later on. And
she's fun.
She's great.
She's funny.
Very, very, just terrific.
And what did she do that's so special?
She's one of our greatest living composers. She's 75 years old, so she can look down at you, young man, as a much younger person, and can speak very authoritatively to you. And she is just a magnificent. She's been at Bard College, distinguished professor. She's won every possible award, the Pulitzer, the Grawemeyer, the this, the that. And she's performed all over the world. She's an incredible composer.
And and that concert, we should note, is almost sold out, and you're even doing a simulcast now, so that's cool.
To be clear, it's almost sold out, and so we decided to live stream it into the Black Box Theater here. So I think it's a $10 ticket, Larry?
Yes, that's right.
$10 ticket. We're not sure if we're going to be completely sold out, but even if we are completely sold out, you won't get turned away. You can go to the Black Box Theaters and hear it, see it all. Live. So it's a really cool, unusual thing that we've never done before. Again, that's MPAC makes that possible. So it's an incredible concert. Not just the Joan Tower percussion concerto called Strike Zones that everyone plays, but there's this unbelievable scat concerto that the young Brazilian composer, performer, Clarice Assad has written and is performing. She plays piano and scat sings in this incredible Brazilian jazz way.
While the orchestra plays.
While the orchestra plays with the whole orchestra. John Harbison, two gorgeous pieces, a great song cycle based on an Alice Munro book. So a beautiful concert.
Nobel Prize winning.
A beautiful writer, Alice Munro.
So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to get to meet Larry and find out his story.
Fantastic.
And,
what's his story, Larry?
So let's
we'll find out.
Larry will prepare that over the break.
Yes,
during the break.
You have 42 seconds to figure out what your story is. We'll be back after this short break.
Support comes from Interim Healthcare, providing companions, aides, and nurses in the home 2 to 24 hours a day so your loved one can stay in your home. Supporting the Mohawk Hudson Land Conservancy. InterimHealthcare.com. Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tasting Saturday afternoons. SpiritHAUS.com. And Pine Cobble School, Williamstown, Massachusetts, where second-grade students are acting as citizen scientists, reporting observations of plants to a climate change field study. A good beginning never ends. PineCobble.org.
Welcome back to our live broadcast from MPAC. We are here to celebrate the Albany Symphony Orchestra and the American Music Festival. We are joined by Maestro David Alan Miller and also the brand new Executive Director Larry Fried, who was a longtime arts administrator and was last at the Opera in the Heights in Houston. And now he is in Albany, New York, and he has been for like 11 days. So welcome. And so how did you come to Albany?
Well, having been in the music business for many, many years, I was aware of what David has been achieving with this great orchestra. When the chance came to become the executive director, I just jumped at it. It was kind of a no-brainer for me. Before I became an orchestra manager, I was a professional musician, and my specialty was percussion. Oh. So I have a long history of supporting living American composers, contemporary music. It's very near and dear to me. So that's another reason for wanting to be working here with the symphony.
So what's the difference between what you do and what David does?
David is our artistic leader.
Right.
Makes all of the artistic decisions.
He doesn't have a baton.
I thought you meant percussion. Like, he plays percussion, but I conduct. I thought that's what it, no, you don't mean that.
And I'm involved and responsible for the administrative, and that's developing audiences, developing funding sources, community involvement.
Grants, things like that.
Grants and overseeing our education program.
Money.
Well, it takes money to make great music, and that's an important aspect. After I leave MPAC this morning, I'm going to a public school because we're very proud of everything the symphony does. This American Music Festival is the crown jewel, but we've got an amazing education program which is given completely free of charge to elementary schools. We serve this year Albany, Troy, and Averill Park. It's called Adopt a School. We send our musicians in to work with the kids, get them interested in music. Maybe they want to take up learning an instrument. This is also very much a part of
But you don't teach them an instrument, do you? That's one of the great tragedies of our schools these days, is that, you know, these school orchestras are too often, but not always, disappearing.
Well, I'm told in Troy there are quite active with the kids can choose in elementary school to pick a band instrument or orchestra instrument.
That's fantastic.
So, absolutely. I was raised on Long Island, and that's the way it was when I was a kid. It's great to know that. And this is part of what the Albany Symphony is all about. We're involved with every aspect of the community.
Could somebody donate specifically to help in your program, your educational program?
We would be delighted and honored to have that. Absolutely. We have a concert series that David
David's
conducts.
David's giving us thumbs up on that.
That was an easy question to answer.
We would love to have people. I mean, we do have many generous people who give specifically to education.
Sure,
But whatever one's passion is, there's certainly a way that we can work out taking your money, just like your wonderful institution.
So if
it's like, you know, 19th century costumes, we'll figure out a way
we'll
to
do it.
So everybody knows that you're the head dog in more ways than one.
There's
you're
no
the
head dog.
You're the head dog.
Conduct the best conductors know.
No,
that
you
it's
got
all
the dog
collaborative.
You got
and
the
what the dog? Oh, that was in that sense the head dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the head dog.
Yeah, head dog. So you have the dogs of desire. You're the head dog, but you're also the head dog. Do you think that there is going to come a moment when you and Larry may, butt heads?
No, because Larry and I are so attuned. We're working at such common purposes as are all of us in the institution. It's just like your institution. Nobody butts heads at AMC.
Ever.
We're here to make music and bring music to the community.
It's all about harmony. Alan, harmony.
So let me ask this question, given that as the baseline of what Alan just asked, for you, Larry, at what point, having started other jobs like this, at what point do you feel that because I assume it's a time where you feel like, okay, I'm starting to make my mark on this institution?
Well, hopefully when every seat is filled and we have a balanced budget and David can do the artistic things and I can provide the administrative support to help him realize his dream. That's my job.
See, wouldn't you hire that guy?
Yes.
And think about it. And think about it.
He's the great enabler.
He's clearly going to last a lot longer than the NPR president.
That's not saying much, but thank you.
No, but even longer than that.
But you took a lot of you took a lot of time in the search.
We did. We wanted to find the right person and the right kind of person, because it is a very collaborative institution, and it's got a really rich, long, like your institution, it's got a very long cultural history of innovation, of new art, of adventure, and we wanted to find somebody who could, not only who could fit in, but who was smart enough to know that he or she had to work to fit into the culture and then amplify it.
Well, who does it? I mean, do you sit down? Do you fly all over? Do you do site visits? I mean, how do you do? How do you decide whether
in terms of recruiting and executive director?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we brought people here, and we brought people here over many cycles over 2 years, and we finally were fortunate enough to find Larry. So, we had a search committee made up of board staff, musicians, myself, and it was done in a very reasoned, cogent,
methodical way.
You have a few more votes than anybody else on the board?
Not on that. In musician selection, I actually, when we have an audition, I get three votes to everybody else's on the panel's one. But in executive directors, I just am barely one vote.
You spoke a moment ago about one of the great things tonight about the concert reading is that there's that sausage making element to it. I want to give our listeners a sense of this because right now, I want to talk to you about Dogs of Desire, or three of the dogs will be on at 10 after 11. Now, would you like to come back and join them and talk about it then?
Come back and just preface it then. That would be great, because the Dogs concert is such a unique event. It's all about dance this year, and we have four dance pieces, three incredible choreographers.
Dancing dogs.
So Dancing Dogs.
Dancing
that's right.
Dogs.
You got to see
it. But
I'll come back and give a little
pitch
about that.
So you'll come back.
That's brilliant.
Excellent.
That's
all right.
Fine.
And
I'll have the lobster Cantonese.
The one other thing, Joe, that I forgot to mention is that tonight at the reading session, after the reading session, we do a talk back where the composers, the three red composers, sit on stage with the musicians, with the audience, with our mentor composers, and we give them feedback, which is really interesting. And the audience feedback is always fascinating.
That.
No, it's
great. I would hate that.
It's really
fun.
No,
you wouldn't.
It's
good.
You know
love
what?
That.
No, you wouldn't.
And you'd be amazed how much insight there
like
is.
It's like being to your own funeral. I mean, people tell you. I'm sure they're very nice and everything, but oh my God, you imagine that?
Alan's planning to go to his own funeral.
You mean the high C? You know, we didn't like the
high C. Oh, no, the bassoonist will say, you can't write that for a bassoon.
You have very smart audiences.
We do.
And you know, and you're probably, you're all, you know, nervous about being on there and doing all of this in such a short period of time. And then, you know, I would have to wait a while to go back, listen to the critical reviews and
well,
that's good.
But
did
you ever get a real meanie? A real meanie in the audience.
No, we don't have any meanies.
No.
Let's see. Oh, there was one concert
Hopefully
way
we're
long ago.
Hopefully not prompting anyone to come and do that tonight.
There was one concert long ago when somebody yelled, "Garbage!" at the end of a new piece. And the musicians were very concerned. And I said, that's wonderful that someone had such a response,
right.
A visceral response, that they wanted to yell. That never happens anymore. And then actually we got an email a few weeks later.
Well, you don't want to throwing fruit and vegetables.
Well, a few weeks later we got an email and the guy said, this piece was great, that piece was great, and this one piece I hated. If you heard somebody yelling garbage, it was I. And then he says at the end, all in all, a great evening at the symphony.
Oh.
So that's my message, is that if you come to a concert, especially an adventurous concert like one of these, and you don't love everything, that's okay. It's like going to an art museum. You don't love every piece of painting. Every painting, if you find two or three you love, it's good.
Excellent. Well, we're going to have you. You'll be back at 10 after 11. We'll send you an email so you remind her.
I'll be here.
It'll pop up and remind
you.
We
never forget radio.
Put on your running shoes.
That's right. Put on your running shoes.
They're
on now, actually.
The train will leave without me if I'm not.
David came
in
with a stack of music and shoes. Larry, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
A delight to have you here. Thank you so much for hosting us this morning, and we look forward to a long partnership.
Amen to that. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very, very much. We appreciate it. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we will continue here. The American Music Festival celebrates masterpieces in the making. We'll find out all about what specifically will be going on over the next couple of days, and much, much more after this short news break.